Get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhorwood, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I am so happy to have you here joining me today for this conversation all about your personal brand. Last week, I hosted the Marketing Level Up for Interior Designers, which was a free masterclass where I chatted all about how designers can start to elevate their marketing to attract high value clients. And I am so grateful that I put this masterclass out there. It was such a moment of growth for me in my own business as well, because this masterclass has been something that I'd wanted to create for so long. And to be totally honest with you, I think fear was getting in the way. I was a bit nervous to show up in a live setting, put myself out there, you know, all those thoughts of, what if people don't like it? What if I stumble my words? What if it doesn't work out? And I'm so grateful that I put fear to the side and I went ahead and I launched it because it was such a fun thing to do. There were so many incredible business owners who showed up and joined live and so many who watched the replay, and just the messages of the takeaways that people had really proved to me how sometimes we can hold ourselves back from such a transformational thing that we could do in our business. And we really let fear take the driver's seat when in fact we need to put it to the side, show up and do the thing. So if you have been thinking of doing something in your business and fear has been getting in the way, this is your invitation to put it to the side, go ahead and launch the thing. Because what I find is that in those moments, we really prove to ourselves what we're actually capable of. And once we get over that little hurdle that we've created for ourselves, we feel so empowered and inspired to think of, well, what could I do next? So this is your invitation. Think of that thing that you've been putting to the side and go ahead and let's action it this week. And this leads perfectly into our conversation today, all about your personal brand. Personal branding is something that makes people feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, and I can totally understand why. When I talk about personal branding, often people ask me, does that mean that I have to dance on reels? Does it mean that I have to show my face every day on Instagram stories? And the answer is no. You can design your personal brand however you want it to look and feel. And today we're going to start to gain some clarity around what your personal brand could look like so that you can start to take those steps to building momentum in your business and really building that consistency with putting it out there. Because if we look at, you know, celebrities or thought leaders, they didn't just become a personal brand overnight. They took the steps and they built that brand over years. So today you're going to gain the clarity piece, and then I'm going to hand it over to you to start to take those steps to put your personal brand out there. And the reason why is that I believe too many business owners are invisible in their business. And it's such a shame because your personal brand is your biggest point of difference. It's something that nobody else can replicate, no matter how hard they try. And it is your biggest asset. It is something that is going to speed up that connection with your audience, build that trust with them, and make them feel like they're part of something. This is the biggest thing that people are looking for when they're scrolling on social media, looking at other people's content. They want to see themselves in your content. They want to see what you get up to, what you wear, what you talk about, what your perspective is on things, so that they can feel like they can relate to you. And they want to follow along with your journey, and eventually they'll either become a customer or they'll recommend you to a customer who's totally aligned because they've been following your personal brand and they know exactly what you're all about. So the big question is, How do I start with building a personal brand? You know, you might just be starting a business. You might be a few years in. You might have a business that is, you know, like mine, maybe a bit more of an agency model. And you're thinking, well, how do I even start to weave a personal brand into that? The first question to ask yourself is, what sets you apart? What do you do differently that you don't see other people do in your industry? So start to think about what your unique strengths are. Are you really adaptable? Are you a doer? Are you super reliable? Are you really artistic and you always think outside of the box? Start to write down some words, whatever comes to mind for you. What sets you apart? Do you offer something unique with your process and the way that you deliver your offering to your clients or your customers that nobody else is really doing? The next question is, what do you want to be known for? What do you want people to feel when they interact with your brand that really starts to resonate with them and they start to think of you when they think of whatever you do? Let's say you're a designer and someone says, oh, I need an interior designer. You're the first person that they think of because they have gotten familiar with your personal brand. The next thing is, what story do you want to tell? This is a really big part of your personal brand. All of us have a unique story, and this is what sets us apart. You might have gone through a huge transformation in your life, and it could be completely unrelated to the offering that you give your customers, but it's something that builds a connection with them. Maybe they've had a similar experience in their own life as well, or maybe they're currently moving through that journey themselves, and they look to you and they think, wow, she really went from the destination that I'm currently in now, and she completely transformed her life. I really resonate with that. That's something that I want. I would love for her to guide me through my transformation so that hopefully I can get to that place that she's in. So think about your story. Think about the parts of your story that you could weave into your personal brand. And you don't have to share every aspect of your story here. There are some things that I believe we can keep sacred, and that is totally okay. But you might like to allude to different things that you've gone through or that you've experienced that you know could really help your ideal customer. And this is the thing that we want to keep coming back to with our personal brand. It's not about us. And this is something that I shared in the masterclass. We are not the superhero. We are the guide. So we're the sidekick who knows all the ins and outs of where you need to go and what to look out for. And really, we bolster up that superhero, which is our client or our customer. We want to help them achieve the mission. So if you think of yourself as the guide, what parts of your story are going to help that superhero complete that mission? Where are you going to come in to help them get to that destination that they want to get to in their life or their business? And a really good thing here to start to think about is your unique perspective. People want your perspective on things, whether it's something creative, whether it's about growing a business, or maybe it's about something within the home, whatever your offering is, what is your perspective on it? Because I guarantee that you think differently to other people in your industry, and you might not even realize it. You might just be holding that all to yourself, and that could be something that is going to speed up that connection with your customer and make them feel like, wow, she really knows what she's talking about. I like how she shares that perspective on how she does that differently and the reasons why. And I need that in my life, or I know somebody else who needs that. So these are a few things that you can start to think about with your personal brand to start to give you some clarity around how you want to start to show up in your business, especially when it comes to your content. And the last piece is a little inspired action task that I'm going to give you that I would love for you to complete this week. This is the biggest thing with this podcast. I want you to put things into action because that's where you're going to see the most transformation in your life. So this one's super fun, especially if you're a creative person, you're going to love this one. What I would love for you to do, if you have a Pinterest, perfect. We're going to do a Pinterest board. If you don't have Pinterest, it's not your thing, don't stress. We can go old school and do a vision board. What I want you to do is create a board and start to visualize what your personal brand looks like. So you might start to pull together a few colors that you often wear or you use in your projects, or maybe you have a storefront and those are the colors that you often pull different products in those colors. So start to pull together a bit of a color palette. Start to pull together some words that reflect your personal brand. It could be creative. It could be solution finder. It could be, you know, someone who's really striving for innovation. Whatever those words are that are unique to you, write those down or put them on your board that is going to start to build out your personal brand. Then we want to start to get visual here. I find when we can see things, it is so much easier to gain that understanding of how it's going to look. So start to pull images that reflect maybe the places that you want to travel to, or the cafes that you love to go to, or maybe how you want your office to look one day or your store to look, and start to build out this personal brand to give yourself a point that you can come to. You can connect with that personal brand when you're creating your content, or maybe you're going to your first client meeting and you want to make sure that everything is in alignment with that brand that you want to be putting out there. And you can start to add to this and give yourself, like I said, that space that you can just come back to make sure that when you're showing up in your business, you are completely in alignment with that vision that you have and how you want people to interact with your brand. So that's your inspired action task for this week. I hope that you enjoy it. I would love so much to see your board that you put together. So if you would love to come and share it with me over on Instagram, I'm at the Honestly Imperfect Podcast on Instagram. And I hope that you have the most inspiring week. I can't wait to see you start to build your personal brand, and make sure you come back next week for a brand new episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love if you could leave a review or share a screenshot to Instagram and tag at Honestly Imperfect Podcast so that I can pop on over and say hello. I can't wait to connect with you again soon.